The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Karen. Hello, everybody. It's Sweaty and Pissed, Menopause and More. Mm-hmm. I'm Leanne Morgan, comedian, mother, inflamed.
And I'm Karen, nurse practitioner, and we're glad to have you tune in again. And we're going to talk about intermittent fasting today.
And you've probably been doing it in those little bitty blue jeans. She's got on tiny little blue jeans that I couldn't get my toe in.
Yes, you could.
And I couldn't. And it's okay. Yeah. I want your light to shine. Yeah. But she is you are so healthy and so fit, and you're such a inspiration to me. You really are.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
What size pants are those?
I have no idea.
I bet they're, are they a four?
No.
And you're five, what, 10? 5'9"?
Nine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, six?
Maybe.
Okay, six. That's like children's size. No, it's not. It's really normal. I've just gotten skewed. Okay. All right. So intermittent fasting. Yes. I know a lot of people doing it.
Yes.
And are doing really well.
Yes. And, you know, we had a listener comment on Facebook or ask us what we thought about intermittent fasting. And so I thought, well, we'll just talk about that.
Okay.
So there are several ways to do intermittent fasting. The first one's called 5-2, meaning for 5 days a week, you eat normal, healthy diet. And 2 days a week, you eat 500 calories a day. So 500 calories total for the day. There's an author, Michael Mosley, who wrote a book called The Fast Diet. And in his book, he talks about all the advantages of intermittent fasting. But what he proposes is this 5-2 intermittent fasting. So, you know, he has cookbooks that with all a bunch of 500 calorie recipes. Mm. And well, they're 500 total per day recipes. So five days off and 2 days on of the 500 calories. There are another way that I think a lot of people are doing is to eat only during 8 consecutive hours of the day and no eating for 16 hours.
Okay, that's what I've been hearing a lot. And the woman that helps me clean,
mm-hmm.
she has dropped 40-something pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the only way you're going to lose weight doing this is if you're not just
cramming a bunch of
eating
and
really poorly.
Eating well.
Yeah.
She's eating well in those 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to eat a healthy diet during those 8 hours. So that's manageable for a lot of people, especially if people tend to. It's for someone who tends to skip breakfast anyway to eat an evening meal, and then they wouldn't eat until lunchtime the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you would be eating from 12 to 8.
Yeah.
Noon to 8. So that is one, another way. Another way to do it is fast for 24 hours, 1 to 2 days a week. And that's harder for some. I would not recommend that for beginning fasters.
Who is that, like Gandhi? Who is that?
Well, some people can really do, if you, especially 1 day a week, can do a whole 24 hours.
Well, I say that, and my good friend that got over breast cancer and is healed and everything's going great, but she had a terrible time and went through terrible chemo. Her husband would fast on the days that she, because you would get so sick and couldn't eat. So he just used that time to pray for her and fasted, and mm-hmm. he lost so much weight.
Oh, my gosh.
And looked good and felt better for her.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Well, that's a very kind thing to do.
I know.
Yeah. So another way is alternate day fasting, where every other day you eat only 500 calories on that day.
Yeah.
That also is probably not for beginning fasters. I would not start with that program, but every other day. There's something called the warrior diet, and that's where you eat small amounts of raw fruits and vegetables during the day, and then you eat one large meal in the evening. And again, healthy meal.
Yeah, that's not a chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or nachos with everything on it at a restaurant, you know. So one meal, large meal during the day, and just small snacks of raw fruits and vegetables during the day. And typically with a warrior diet, people eat based on something like the paleo diet, where you're eating all fresh and raw foods. The other one that might be easier for people is just spontaneous meal skipping. So if you're not hungry, just don't eat.
Yeah.
Just skip a meal.
My high school boyfriend, darling, and I followed him to UT. That's how I got here to UT. Oh. And then, and he was in a fraternity, and there was a lot of beer and smell. And I nagged him because I was coming off of the United Methodist Youth Fellowship. And then he broke up with me. But anyway, he was tiny, and he was not interested in food. So he just ate when he was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I've often thought, I've never met anybody else like him about that. But he just would eat when he was hungry. Yeah. And skip meals. And
yeah. So if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat.
Yeah. But so we've been taught, eat.
Yeah, don't eat when you're not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, but you know what? When we grew up, we were told don't snack between meals. And now we just eat nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and some people tell you to eat small meals throughout the day to keep that fire burning, to keep your metabolism going like it's a furnace. So what do we do?
I know. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, too. So the benefits of intermittent fasting are weight loss. Again, if when you're eating a healthy diet. And then it lowers insulin-like growth factor hormone. Yeah, so IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor hormone, which is a polypeptide hormone that is produced mainly by the liver, but can be produced by some other tissues. And lowering the insulin-like growth factor hormone, because it does cause cells to grow, can lower our risk for cancer, diabetes, heart disease. So when we lower that, it really helps reduce risk for chronic disease. You know, we have a low amount of insulin-like growth factor hormone when we're born. And then as we hit puberty, where we really need a lot of growth spurt or growth energy, that level goes way up. And then once you've stopped growing, that level should go down. And for people who are eating constantly, that level stays up, especially if you're eating, you know, high fat foods and fast carbs, that kind of thing. So intermittent fasting really lowers that hormone, which lowers your risk for chronic disease. And it's also thought that fasting is thought to be reparative. So when we're eating, when we lived in a cave and we got food sometimes and sometimes we didn't have food, when we have food, our body focuses on growing, on having sex and reproducing. It's a survival mechanism. And then when we're fasting, when we don't have that food, the body uses its precious energy to repair cells, to put so it can get you ready for the next battle, you know. So mm-hmm. So if you're eating constantly, you never have that reparation period. You never have a time that your body can repair itself. So I just had some takeaways for that about intermittent fasting. There are a lot of people doing it now, a lot of people getting really good results. Again, you got to eat a healthy diet on the days you're eating if you want to have those results. And if you are happy with your health and you don't feel like you need to make changes, you don't have to do intermittent fasting. But because it's just not for everyone. But yeah. But it can be a good thing in terms of disease reduction, but it just is not for everyone. And some people feel that it may not be as beneficial for women as it is for men. And it also is not a great choice for people who have eating disorders. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Because they might. That's just a trigger.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just. Yeah. So it's. I'm not saying they can't do it, but, you know, I would think long and hard before starting a program like that if you have an eating disorder. If you decide to try this out, again, you need to eat a healthy diet. It's not possible to binge on junk food on the days that you're eating and expect to lose weight. It just won't happen. So calories still count. So if you want more details on intermittent fasting, there is a book called Intermittent Fasting 101, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide. So if you don't know much about it, that's an excellent book to read. Intermittent Fasting 101, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide. And again, Michael Mosley's The Fast Diet is also a very good read and fascinating because he talks a lot about why our bodies work better with intermittent fasting. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So... Well,
I know that I've learned a lot.
Well, good.
I've heard a lot of people doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been real popular. So,
and, you know, there's fasting in the Bible. I mean, there's something, there must be
something. Yeah. It goes back generations and generations. I mean, our bodies are designed for feast and famine. They just are.
Oh.
And they're not designed to feast all the time.
Yeah.
So.
But they can when there's an Arby's down the road and you don't need to be going. Not that we have anything against Arby's, but you know what I mean. We've just got so much right at our... I know we all live in a cave and have to kill a wildebeest or something.
Yeah, we'd probably have a lot more famine if we had to do that. So,
all right. Well, and people, we've got a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Share it with your friends.
Yep.
We've got Instagram. We're trying to do our Instagram, you know.
Or,
she's doctoring people and I'm in a car. So, but anyway, we've got all the social media and you can follow us on that. And we're going to post information
on our website
from what we talked about today.
Yep. Okay. And you're going to be on the road. And if people want to find out about where you're performing, they can go to LeanneMorgan.com. Yeah.
And I'm on all that social media stuff, too.
She's probably coming to a town near you.
Yeah, I'm going all over the United States.
Yeah.
And dates are being added all the time.
It's fantastic.
Thank you, my darling. I need to intermittent fasting so that I look nice in my pants on stage. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay,
see you next time. Sweaty and pissed. Sweaty and